are the coefficient C naught and the CI and the SI up to some n. In our studies, we have considered n from 1 to 5, some from, so from 3 to 11 shape degrees of freedom, skipping the even ones. And as an example, we get shapes of this sort. The fine mesh we see here is the actual finite element mesh that we are using in those cases. So to be able to compare the shapes, we introduce a metric on the set of boundaries, which is taken to be the Hausdorff distance between the boundaries as subsets of the plane. If you're interested, this is what it looks like. It's a bit hard to work out if you're not used to the notion. And since we understand the isometries of the plane as being compositions of translations, rotations, and reflections, we can actually minimize this distance over all the equivalence classes of the shapes, and we get a notion of distance that does not depend. That has been modeled out through the isometries of the plane. So you can actually compare if two shapes are isometric or not up to numerical tolerance. I will now show you two examples of how this algorithm goes. So here is for 11 degrees of freedom, and the blue shape is a starting shape, the black shape is a target shape, or vice versa. I don't remember. So at first, what you saw is the actual dynamics being integrated, and then at the very end, it had to slightly rotate the shape to ensure that it matches. So that's where it was modeling out by isometries. Another example. I'll have a few more animations after the end, but considering we've been running out of time consistently, I guess I won't be able to show them. So we have run the algorithm for randomly chosen pairs AB in our set of shapes. And there are four possible outcomes to each run. So actually, each pair is run for a number of eigenvalues between 1 and 40. So we are both sometimes below the number of shaded degrees of freedom and quite above. So we can find both the shape and the target. And that is a success. That shows that our strategy works in this particular case. We can fail to find both, which means that we're stuck in the local optimum, because ultimately we're using some local optimization strategy. Those things happen. We can find the correct spectrum but the wrong shape. This is interesting because it's a potential counterexample. We'll come back to those later. And then there is the fourth possibility, when we have found the right shape but the wrong spectrum. This is not possible exactly, but due to numerical artifacts, we have quite a few of those cases. I'll count them against myself as failures. So we can compute success rates of our algorithm as a function of the starting shape distance and of the number of eigenvalues we use. So it looks something like this. So this is the starting shape distance, and this is the probability of success. Close to zero, we have a quite high probability of success, and it decays fast. The red line is just an exponential that is there to illustrate that it is a fast decay. So we are going to concentrate our attention on this region. Specifically, imagine that instead of having five bins in which we class successes, we have only one bin that starts here and ends at an arbitrary point of distance. Then the success rates will look something like this. Here we have 5, 10, 15, and so forth until 40 eigenvalues for 11 shaped degrees of freedom. So as you can see, it seems that the success rates try to go to 1 as we increase the number of eigenvalues. This is, and as the distance between the starting and the target shape goes to 0. This is better seen. It was better on my computer. This is better seen here. So it's the same plot, but put in 3D. So the vertical axis is the success probability. This is the number of eigenvalues from 0 to 40. And this axis is the starting distance. So what you should be looking at is the very back ridge. So everything else is not all that important in reality. Notice that the success rate increases dramatically until we have roughly a match of degrees of freedom. So we have 11 shaped degrees of freedom. And when we get to roughly a match between the spectral and the shape degrees of freedom, the success rate kind of plateaus. It still increases, but adding extra information is no longer as efficient as it was earlier. This is an indication that if we were to take the number of shared degrees of freedom to infinity, we might actually, the strategy might survive in the limit, because we don't need any. Ooh. Okay. Another important point, the frequency of counterexamples. This plot illustrates the proportion of runs that are isometric, so among the runs that are isospectral. So we find the spectrum and we find the shape. The fact that it seems to go to one as the number of eigenvalues increases means that the counterexamples, so situations where we find the spectrum but not the shape, are very rare in our scheme, which could be an indication that, in fact, counterexamples are very rare and could be completely negligible for all practical purposes, at very least in the set of shape I'm studying. So in summary, it seems that, at least in, the studied set of shapes, local reconstruction is possible. And long-range reconstruction is much harder, but it is sometimes possible. Perhaps it is an artifact of the fact that our tools are very simple. We are, after all, using only a very primitive local optimization strategy. This leads me to formulate two conjectures. The first one is that the pseudo-inverse approach, so the differential equation I've been integrating all along, works in general. I'm currently trying to generalize this to the case of curvature manifolds and infinite dimensional space of shapes. The second possibility is that the studied space of shapes is special. This is not quite as impactful as the first one, if it were to be true, but it's still a very wide space of shapes. So this is also work in progress. Any questions? Do you have the actual number? How much? How close was I to the limit?
You know, you were. I don't know. You were under. No question about it.
Okay.
Maybe 1 minute. Maybe
I gave a completely different talk yesterday. I was exactly on the second. No. Quite proud of me. If you don't have any questions, I have more pretty pictures to show.
Could I just ask, can that numerical scheme find new examples of completely degenerate? Different shapes that have degenerate spectra?
Degenerate, you mean?
Two guys that have the same spectra, but different shapes, like the jagged examples.
In principle, yes, but
it hasn't found any yet.
It hasn't found it. So it okay. I'll go back to this plot. So basically, it says it had found quite basically the complement of this are all those cases, but it is for something like 10 eigenvalues, which is just not enough. It is clear that if you, say, use only one eigenvalue, you'll have plenty of manifolds with the same first eigenvalue.
Like, I wonder, it would be interesting to know if you took that Milner example you showed, Jagger example,
and yes.
You somehow started the solver close to the known other counterexample.
And, if you start close to the other counterexample,
it
would probably run into the other one. Currently, my code is not able to support those cases, but it should not be all that big of a change. I've actually played with those kinds of examples, but not in the same way.
I think there is this. I don't know what this. I think it is the case that there are no known counterexamples where both shapes are convex. And I think it would be if you had a numerical solver that could find examples like that, or provide evidence that there weren't.
Okay.
I know who to ask for that.
You said you found your algorithm found not a single clear counter example. Now, it's just for reference, how many
runs?
How many runs by order of magnitude?
It's in the 1500 to 2000, depending on the number of degrees of freedom. And the reason why the numbers are not round is because the code crashes sometimes. And that's not my fault, it's just the processors that cannot always handle it. So I would love to have the round numbers, but it's over 1500. Those are fairly long computations. So when you're close to the zero distance, it's a matter of maybe 2 to 3 days. Out here, it's almost a full week. And so it's expensive on computer time.
All right. Well, thank you, Kyle, again.